Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. Great pleasure to have John Rubino back. John, how are you today?
Great, Chris. How are you?
Good, good. All right, let me be honest. A little frustrated with these groundhog markets. I watch them do the same thing day after day, and I'm tired of trying to analyze them or make sense of them, because here's my view, John. There's nothing to make sense of here, right? There's technical analysis and people go, oh, look at this chart forming and it's a triple top, double bottom, rising wedge kind of a moment with the moving averages. And I go, you know what? These things don't have any predictive power anymore, or even explanatory power. Used to. I think, you know, once upon a time when humans were involved in the whole thing, but that's not really who makes the markets anymore. It's all these computers. They have a different set of rules. And fundamental analysis, same thing. I mean, come on. You watch like McDonald's just turning horrible earnings and the stock goes up anyway. Who cares, right? So fundamentals don't matter. And I want to get to fundamentals with you in a minute, because there is a lot of fundamental data coming out of the world and the U.S. that says, maybe not so strong in the whole economy thing. But let's leave that aside for a moment. Here's my view of the markets now, John. They're just basically they are now liquidity gauges. And it used to be said that the stock market is a discounting machine, meaning millions of interested participants all with the same information, parsing it, giving you a view of the future. And so if the stock market would rebound before the economy started to take off again, because, you know, in the know people were had their noses right down to the economic data, as it were, as it was in real time. But today, what I'm mainly seeing is I see all these crazy things in the markets. Like people say, oh, Chris, why did gold go down so much today? And I just stumble over to the yen and I'll notice, you know, 9 times out of 10, gold went down because the yen went down, which also means that the Nikkei went up, which means somebody somewhere who's got a big, powerful machine has decided that's a trade that makes sense. You short this, you long that, sell this, buy that, you know, and that's what's driving this, which means this is a liquidity driven market.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.